Good morning. Good morning, everybody. To today's program, it takes us through to a report on mechanization. Program that the department has undertaken, which also meant that departments in the provinces would have been accorded those factors, among others. A lot has been said and reports have been flying around about the extent to which progress or lack thereof of such a program would have been received in the department across the province. The reason why we have resolved that we should have this session today. We also thought we should have it in a bigger venue, precisely because of an anticipated number of those that would have been invited. The department and also its departments in the province where implementation is taking place. We did, when we resolved on this matter 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, emphasize that you also need to have your legislature chairperson to participate, or rather to be part of the session, because it is them that when provinces are to give any reports on the programs and progress or lack thereof, your provincial legislative committee will be readily available. And then unfortunately, members, this matter was not adhered to by our administration. Only on Friday, when I was reminding the committee secretary about our preparedness of faith, that I got a word that suggested that there was no communication to the provinces. In other words, hence we do not have any chairperson of any legislature here today, which is quite unfortunate. Because we are really impressed with this one. However, we are certainly going to go ahead with our meeting and see how fast we can handle it. So that's the first comment I really wanted to make. Welcome, the visitor. The second point I wanted to just in passing make mention of relates to our program. As we all know that we had endorsed our program, unfortunately we are informed that the department is only taking its first plan on the 15th of March, which will then mean that we'll have to rearrange our program, effectively overhaul our program. One proposal is that we take all the surplus and budgets after we back from research. Because the research team will need at least a week prepared for both the department and also the entities. There is a draft that they are working on, which will have to take it as we make it in later in the week for tabling for us to look at it and endorse. so that's another area. As we speak now, have an item for the agenda for coming Friday. This is my memory. It tells me about where is the older program.
Doesn't it
as national department, you are not in a position to invite your department.
Yes, if you check the constitution of provincial departments, they are not our regional office. They are departments, fully fledged departments that fall within the provincial government. Unless where you have a home affairs, you have a regional office in Kenya and all other provinces, those regional offices form part of the national department. But in our case, because this is the
us here is to establish the extent in which the department has been able to roll out and the impact thereof. And I think that's what members, if I'm correct, we are interested in. Not the background. The background we have is for our own leisure reading. So if we can just be very prompt to the issues, if you don't mind, thanks. cannot be with us in this mission. Members, that is the brief. Any questions? Charges, Nkosi, Mr. Gaida, Mr. Staley,
thank you.
see the impact on the ground. That is what is lacking. Thank you.
Mrs. Patterson?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Despite the distress of the contest with the newspaper, very little information is coming to the fore whether the fisheries in the forest sector was involved in the draft mechanization policy. The forestry, nothing is coming to the fore about the forestry, most neglected. Better than the department's policy. And this very important policy is just but to mention one. One would like to be informed whether the fisheries and the forestry personnel will be involved in the draft of the policy of the mechanization. Second, on chapter 7, I'd like to imagine when Kosatu can get hold of this report of the department about importation of equipment. How alarming they are going to be. Both Parliament and the department in country. 70% of the mechanization equipment is imported. We are not empowered in our own country. And near the fact that the testing facilities in the country are only 20%. The important equipment are suitable to the conditions of South Africa. And the challenges that people are going to face with sourcing the spare parts, it would be a very, very costly and expensive. So the importation is not affecting us as a country. The University of KZN is said to also have a testing facility, but what is the condition and the status of this operation? Clarity about that. In the draft policy, Department of Trade and Industry initiatives that support and conservation of mechanization equipment. Can the department give examples of such initiatives in agriculture, forest, and fishery sectors, trade sectors? And then I think the reason why fishery was transferred to agriculture is just because of this. Can we also get information on how many engineers are employed by the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries in all three states? In the Free State, some of the producers had to purchase the tractor. Can the Department also provide clarity on the reason for the inconsistency and explain how these were addressed by the department? The department should also inform the committee on the progress made on the investigation of the official government in arranging of trackers and booms distributed to family members in the Free State. The department must also give us, in most cases, tractors are not used. Why? That they tell us that in progress, the support system is either not there or it is weak. Because giving people tractors, there must be a structure in place that will assist and support
Earlier,
only in the Western Cape where there are three no's, and in the Northern Cape where there is one no. The rest are all yeses. Now, if you say that you have delivered all this in the Free State, for example, you say they've been transferred, they've been registered, they've been distributed to operational sites, and the services have been implemented. Now, I don't know what services, but I take it that the work that is supposed to have been done, that service has been implemented. I have here before me, Chairperson, a photograph of Messi Ferguson tractors that were delivered in the Thabo Makhutsanyane district. And these tractors, as well as millions of rand of other equipment, is still standing there. It is still standing there. Now, Chairperson, the plowing season, depending on where in the country you are, but for the summer rainfall areas, normally around about, well, some people even start in July, but August, September, plowing season, hoping that the rains come in the first week or two of October, and we start planting. And we are now heading for the reaping season, when you reap your crops, and the tractors are standing there. I would like to know, Chair, that some time ago you had a draft mechanization policy. I think it was sometime last year, early last year, February, I think. And in terms of that draft policy, I would like to know whether you are operating in terms of that draft policy, or do you have a permanent policy? And if so, whether that policy has been made available. I don't see it amongst the few documents that I received. Now, same question, you also say here, actually tractors and other farming equipment have been distributed in some provinces since June 2011. Without the national policy, the mechanization program has been implemented haphazardly, with some provinces drafting their own policies, while some have no policies. And during a committee meeting in September 2011, a representative from a developing farmers organization, APASA, confirmed that the tractors that the department was buying on their behalf without consulting them, the farmers, were not what the farmers wanted. The department must provide an explanation on the status of these tractors and other equipment in all provinces. Furthermore, the department should state whether the tractors are in use or not, and give clarity regarding the responsibility for their maintenance and fuel costs. Our Chairperson, I am made to understand that at one particular location, a tractor was distributed to a particular person, and then the person wanted to know now where is the land where he could go and work this tractor. Now these are the kind of stories that are bouncing. And, you know, I've earned the reputation of being too critical, but unfortunately, Chair, I have a limited knowledge of agriculture, and that tells me that certain things need to be done at certain times. And when I find that millions of rands of taxpayers' money, when people are crying out for shelter, even the most basic shelter, Chair, people are crying out for the rudimentary services, here we have millions of rands, and these are only the taxpayers. There's still other farming equipment that's standing there, not utilized. I want to note, sir, that if the department and the leadership in the department, if it was their funds that were lying and collecting sun, burning in the sun and collecting dust, would they have allowed it?
there was the cut, what is this English word, expression? Cut for the loss, something like that. To an extent, we still have a draft policy, even at national level. In provinces, I have no clue of what is going on. One mention is being made by Mr. Kay, like I said. In the Eastern Cape, for you to make use of a tractor, you've got to pay. Now, the very essence of the availability of the tractors to the province, it is to assist those poor farmers. Now, you are saying they must pay. That is the policy in the Eastern Cape. And for me, the question really that comes by is, you know, what cycle must we follow for us to say where do we start and where do we end? Where do we start in terms of the actual production? Where do we start in terms of us being able to say here is our system? At the end of the day, it is that market, or after such market. And then the question indirectly has been raised by one of the members about the final ownership of their equipment as they are delivered in the province. Who owns them? And whose name are they registered as? Whether they continue to remain property of national department or provincial department. I know in some instances they have even gone to some individual Makosis, whether they are owned by those Makosis in terms of actual ownership. And I guess, after all said and done, the question that remains is the return on investment. This is an investment that you are providing to a province or to whoever. And the return, the point raised by the Abram, you may not necessarily be looking at value for money in terms of rising time. But equally important, that difference you must make on that ordinary person's life. And then the last one, I think, has been raised by my mom, Pete Patterson. She came close to it. ARC has got a testing station for these equipment, and this testing station has been there for years. And it has literally not been made this way. And the universities also have their own KZN. Among others, and other universities. And the kind of relationship and collaboration that we have with these, I got a call the other day from one person from KZN. And very briefly, the person was about the fact that she is supplying, a company supplying this equipment, tractors and so on. She did bid. But KZN chose a company outside of the country. But now, when there has to be any repairs for that, for those equipment, the lady in question is now appointed to repair the tractor. Now, you literally should have heard here, tractor literally being dumped when a person went back to wherever. No responsibility, no aftercare, no touch. You shall see as to how you turn out on this process. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honourable Members.
Maybe just quickly before the tea is cold, and then 10 minutes to bed, if you don't mind. Okay? Then you can.
Didn't
no, no, they did mention.
Oh, okay.